Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
That's what we do on Free Talk Live. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live. And, I mean, obviously, just, it used to be when I started the show, Alex, there would be days when, like, what are we going to talk about? There's nothing in the news that you can even spin in a liberty direction. Now there's... We're always so packed with things to talk about we've got stories coming out all over the place. So one of the things I want to get into is this Johnny Depp. What is her name? Amber Heard.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm not so great at this, but So they're in the news, and I believe that the Queen of England has become the longest reigning monarch in England ever, which is probably notable.
Pip, pip, cheerio.
Right, tally-ho. And, some other things. But right now we're coming to you live from Honduras. And, you know, I was just feeling so comfortable and safe where I am. Because when people think of Honduras, a lot of times they think of a place that's not safe. And that's certainly true in some places in Honduras, but it's certainly not true every place. Because a lot of people, when they think about the United States, think of a place that's not safe, right? They think of downtown Detroit and gunfights and Chicago and whatever it is that they might think of, because they're scared of things like that. But
you mean they think of Democrat cities?
Well, that may be what they think of, exactly. But, you know, most of the United States doesn't have crime. Not much crime, and it's that way in Honduras too. It's very safe. But what we don't have is a bunch of people on Twitter calling for renewed lockdowns. I mean, I was seeing on Twitter today, people were saying, "I speak for all Americans when I say this time we need to lock down for real."
This time, what are they're talking about now?
They're talking about locking down right now.
For what? Just for fun?
Pretty much. Because COVID's going to come back during the winter.
So it's just the flu.
What, COVID is?
Well,
oh, I see. Right, so saying flu and COVID at the same time means you love Trump. Because people are insane. And, Trump also predicted, by the way, and one day, poof, it'll be gone. And I'm looking at the numbers here of the COVID deaths, which I have been looking at for a couple of years now on Free Talk Live, and poof, it's gone. There's the excess deaths basically say that in the United States, COVID disappeared in February. And that's it.
Didn't something else happen in February?
I don't know.
I think that's when Putin cured COVID.
Yeah, Putin cured COVID. Thank God for that. So, you can call in about any of this stuff and more at 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. But I really do feel like the United States has lost its mind, and it's not getting it back. It isn't going to come back. It's not like the United States was sane from 2016 to 2020. And it's just, this is it. The final season of the United States jumped the shark. And I'm so not interested in it anymore. You can't have liberty there anymore. The birthplace of...
What do you mean? The Republicans are going to win the midterms, and they're going to make America great again.
Well, the Republicans are going to win the midterms, and that means that we won't have a lot of laws passed, just like we really haven't for a couple of decades now. Basically, since 2006, it's been very difficult to pass laws. You know, there's, of course, some glaring differences. The budget, Obamacare, a few things like this. But all in all... Not much has really happened in Washington, D.C. It's just become, a grudge match throwdown between old men.
Cocaine Mitch versus Nancy Pelosi.
That's right. Pretty silly.
That's my favorite insult.
Cocaine Mitch?
Yeah, they say, it's supposed to be some kind of bad thing, but it makes him sound out like he's some kind of, mobster or something.
Well, I like the sideshow with Trump and AOC. I prefer that, so... whatever you like, the 24-hour news channels will provide it to you. I must say, I am a bit of a fan of DeSantis and what he's done down in Florida, but, I'm not...
What about the Disney thing? I think that was a little bit too far.
Yeah, that was a step too far, in my opinion. He's trying to appeal to a base that's not me.
On the other hand... He did take away special privileges that a company had. So it's from a libertarian perspective, that's a tricky case.
It is a tricky case from a libertarian perspective because on one hand, you want to see privately run cities and see them be successful. That way they could be replicated. But there's not much evidence that it's being replicated in Florida.
Yeah, because it was basically a backroom deal.
Yeah. And, I don't want to see anybody's liberties taken away.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
The correct policy is private cities for everyone.
Yes, I would prefer to see the private cities for everyone myself. And that's what I'm working on personally. I've been working with the Free Private Cities Foundation to see if we can create some zones of freedom around the world. We've been digging in here in Honduras during a time of much turmoil around their ZA laws that they passed a few years ago and just repealed earlier this year. And, we'll have a little bit of news to talk about regarding that this evening, I think. Not a lot, but a little bit as far as, there's different designations, and maybe Honduras will have something to offer to people who want more freedom in the future. I certainly think it's better off than most places. A lot of people think that you've got to run for the hills in the United States, but, when the federal government can turn on a whim and the FBI does a manhunt for people who were at a protest in Washington, D.C.,
and puts you on the no-fly list.
Yeah, do a whole bunch of things. You're never going to see a trial on this, by the way, because the way that criminal justice is run in the United States, there's no point in a fair trial. If the FBI came and knocked on the door right now and said, Mark, we're charging you with incitement to riot because we think the people in Washington, D.C. on January 6th did some of the stuff they did because of the things you said, and then they come to me with an offer of 1 year, or I can take it to trial and face life, because this is how they do it. They pile up the charges, they make it look terrible, and then they offer you some sweet deal. It's sweet compared to the deal that they're, the fair trial put on by a bunch of NPCs, as just juries in your local federal district, indicted by people, that would indict a ham sandwich, as they say in the law industry. And, of course you're going to take the plea. What fool would face 25 years in prison?
And a massive legal bill.
Presuming they could even pay for an attorney. Oh, you get a great attorney provided to you for free. And then what? Well, obviously I'm going to take the plea. So a year in jail, and then maybe if I'm good, they'll let me out in 8 months, and then I'll get a little bit of probation. If I'm good, they'll let me off, and inside of 10 months, I'll be done with this. And of course, that's what's going to happen. I mean, anything that looks like a fair criminal trial is gone in the United States. I was just talking to somebody from Europe and about the amount of years that my business partner, Ian Freeman's facing for supposedly selling Bitcoin without a license. It's not even a crime. Facing 420 years. As though that's not a joke. Ha ha, Ian smokes pot, we'll give him four. He likes 420, we'll give him 420 years. Aren't we a bunch of hilarious psychopaths? I mean, seriously. And you know, that's what it's like dealing with the feds. And it's not going to get better in America. Just expect that each side is going to use the guns of government to go after the other side as much as it possibly can. And it isn't going to get better. What do you think? 603.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
the number to call in and talk about anything you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And, I mean, we're all across the board tonight, but here on Free Talk Live, generally, we allow you to call in and talk about what you want to talk about. So let's go to nobody else calling in from Massachusetts. Nobody?
How are you, Mark?
Yep. All's well. What's on your mind?
How are you? Okay, today I want to tell a story. I was at Granby Town Hall, Granby, Mass. And I want to thank at least the town administrator and the other women working in the office. They understand the situation. I was trying to report other corruptions by law enforcement agencies, and unfortunately I was not able to. And Mark, I'm going to ask you this question. What, in your opinion, is the difference between an emergency police call and a non-emergency police call? And I'm saying that it was definitely, without a doubt, a non-emergency police call.
Okay. I would say the difference is that nobody's life is in danger on a non-emergency call. They will usually arrive without their lights blaring and that kind of thing.
Thank you very much. You just said it. Thank you. So, yes, the police officer arrived to a non-emergency call with his sirens and lights going. And the fact is it wasn't, and I'm going to slow down a bit, and I'm going to say the chief of police was there. He was calling in a state police officer because the nature of what I was trying to report is not in his jurisdiction. So he had to call in the state police and it was a non-emergency.
Okay. And by record, do you mean you were recording the cops?
Yes, absolutely. Come on now.
Okay.
Yes, I was. Yes, sir. Okay, so I didn't have it recorded when the state police officer showed up. I'll say that, but I do have this. So I went back into the city hall as soon as he showed up, and I told the people upstairs, I was like, why is his lights and sirens on? What's the emergency? And they were like, there is no emergency, and I was recording this part of it. The state policeman gets up there, and I ask him, I was like, why were your lights on when you got here? He has a body camera going. This is the first time I've been on and knowing
he's
that
recording you too.
Yes. So this is the first time I've had that encounter, and he says it. And then I'm like, and then he says, no, he didn't have his lights on. And then I asked the chief of police, O'Grady is his name. I asked him, did you see his lights on? He said he didn't see his lights on. But then, so then I asked, was your siren on, sir? And then he says, yes. And then I go back and I ask again, sir, were your lights on when you pulled in? And he changes his story, and he answers yes. And this is all in front of the city hall people again, and I want to thank them again for helping to get rid of this guy, because then I was like, I'm not going to speak with you because you're willing to lie, sir. You're willing to lie. You just lied to me, and I want to know. And I asked him, I was like, so basically he's, in my opinion, racing through the streets of this small town to go to a non-emergency call. And then so my problem is once they turn on their lights and sirens, that's getting their adrenaline going.
Yeah,
and it
sure
definitely got my adrenaline going. And so that's basically all I have to report right now. But I do plan to be calling in later. And thank you very much for, just everyone at Free Talk Live. You guys put on probably one of the better shows that I listen to. So.
Thank you.
Unless you have any questions.
Oops, sorry about that. Well, somebody looks like a cop turned on their lights in rural Massachusetts. Well, we'll see. I hope it worked out. But ultimately, it can be very dangerous. The people get all hyped up, and you never know what's going to happen.
Well, I wonder if the woke will go after the police lights over time. Because there's people who are especially
triggered.
Yeah, they might have a seizure. They might just be triggered, like they got arrested or harassed by the police in their past. So I wouldn't be surprised if I'd say 2 years on the current timeline.
That it wasn't too long ago when pretty much every Democrat in America was calling for every cop's job. You know, we just got to get rid of them all. Defund the police.
Yeah, they wanted to replace them with someone else, helpers or counselors or something, and they probably wouldn't have sirens. So logically, going after the sirens does have some logic to it.
I can see it happening. Well,
you heard it here first.
We'll see. We will see. The number, 603-283-6160. Alex, I'm curious as to what happened here with Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. I know that they were married, and I know that there have been a couple of defamation suits and then a countersuit and a variety of things.
All right, Free Talk Live's tabloid edition.
Yeah. Well, I think that it has some relevance. I mean, people here who listen to Free Talk Live, many of whom have been married, will be married, or are married.
Yes, so the news that came out this week is that the jury awarded Johnny Depp $15 million in his defamation suit. Now, apparently in Virginia, you can only have $350,000 in punitive damages. So $5 million of that was in punitive damages. So probably it'll be closer to $10 million. I'm not sure what the lawyers will do. They'll appeal or argue that it should also be applying in another state. We'll see about that. But I think what's striking is the amount of money at play here.
Well, Johnny Depp is basically created the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise, and he lost that due to this whole relationship with Amber Heard, right? Now, I'm not saying he should or shouldn't have. This guy parties hard, but he is playing a pirate.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Disney has allowed him to stagger around with a bottle of rum, so, you know, the other kind of drugs shouldn't bother them. I mean, Disney is having a difficult time, A, being the central media production monolith that it is, and B, not sort of allowing adult topics.
Yeah.
So that's really tough.
Well, it's not just the defamation amount that's insane. It's also the legal fees. I think Amber paid around $5 million in legal fees. And Johnny Depp's estimated to have paid 2 to 3 times that much. So we're talking 8-figure legal fees, 8-figure settlements, and this is before the appeal.
Right.
By the time the lawyers get through with between the divorce and the defamation and harassment and whatever comes next, it's probably going to be in the 9 figures.
Well, you kind of have to... I mean, I understand why Depp would be doing this, because his franchise is in the offing here. So if he can get a ruling that says this is defamation, then he can go to Disney and say, hey, look, you can't fire me over this. I was done wrong. And if you continue to fire me, that's when the lawsuit comes after you. So that's what this is really about, in my opinion. Not about some couple who clearly has never had to act like adults in their life.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to deliver a primetime address on gun laws from the White House Thursday night, his most high-profile effort to date to push for new legislation following a series of deadly mass shootings. The White House saying the president will urge Congress to pass common sense laws to combat the epidemic of gun violence that is taking everyday lives. The White House not being specific as to what common sense gun laws the president will be referring to. Some new sanctions are being imposed on Russia over its ongoing invasion of Ukraine. The Treasury Department says more assets of prominent Russian government officials and business leaders are being targeted. Some have close ties to President Vladimir Putin. So far, the sanctions have yet to deter Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine. This is USA Radio News. NATO is continuing to expand its presence despite Russian President Vladimir Putin's wishes.
President Putin wanted less NATO, and therefore he invaded Ukraine, but he is getting more NATO.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg saying after a meeting at the White House that Putin's invasion of Ukraine was in part due to his concerns about a growing NATO. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are holding hearings regarding new gun legislation.
The House Judiciary Committee is moving forward to advance legislation billed as an emergency response to recent mass shootings. Washington, D.C. lawmakers are focused on rising the purchase age of an assault weapon from 18 to 21. An attempt to crack down on large-capacity magazines. Also, ghost guns are included. It does not include an assault weapons ban. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And we're talking about Johnny Depp and Amber Heard here. And I know we don't talk about pop culture much, but I think it's worth talking about some of the facts of the case. Because I feel like this is one more example of why it has become unwise for American men to get married. Now, I'm not saying it's unwise for American women, and I'm not saying that every relationship is bad and that the institution of marriage is bad or anything like that. I'm saying it's been corrupted over time by the family court system to the point that it just doesn't make any sense anymore. So Amber Heard says that Johnny Depp hit her, and everybody believed her. Then Johnny Depp's PR machine kicks in, and now Amber Heard's a kooky crazy woman. Right? Like none of this is pretty. It's all really yucky. And I don't have an opinion. I do have an opinion. These are drug addicts acting like drug addicts act. And I don't care what their relationship was like. That if you think that Hollywood people are going to be, they're going to be people you should look up to, that your kids want to grow up, that should want to grow up to be like, and a variety of things like that, you're a fool and you've fallen for this stuff. But it's kind of that way. I mean, look at Instagram. All these people are trying to be famous for the sake of being famous on Instagram. And, you know, I mean, I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I watch this stuff. I like the dance videos as much as anybody. But, this is bad behavior. And we shouldn't be lionizing it. And it really bothers me.
You think people are lionizing it? What are they lionizing?
I think that they're saying that, who doesn't want to live a life like Johnny Depp or Amber Heard at this point?
Well, when you see those legal bills, doesn't seem so attractive.
They can afford it. It's nothing to them.
Amber's saying that she might not be able to give her donation to the ACLU anymore because she had to spend it on her legal bills.
No, that's funny. That sounds like a threat more than anything.
Well, you know they're involved in part in the defamation, right?
The ACLU has so.
The op-ed that she wrote that was part of the defamation, the ACLU was partially involved in that op-ed.
So she, the ACLU.
So if you read the Reason article, which is what we were reading today, as our reference at the bottom, they say, now the ACLU is associated with the defamation suit. Nice job.
Negatively, right?
Negatively, yeah.
Yeah. So, I presume that she sort of asked the ACLU lawyers, is anything in this article defamation? They gave their nod, and then that was that. Is that the idea here?
Yeah, they didn't mention too much what the connection was. They just said that against the odious distinction of having helped a celebrity write a libelous op-ed, possibly in exchange for a donation. So what it sounds like is she said she would give her divorce settlement to the ACLU, and as part of that, they probably helped her with the op-ed in some way or another, whether it's giving her a quote or helping her to write it, it's unclear, and thus they're partially responsible, it seems, that Reason's alluding to.
According to one of our producers here, the Atlantic article that I have in front of me claims that basically the ACLU ghostwrote the article, and so... You know, obviously that's not what you want from the ACLU. You want them out there defending poor people who, need some help and that kind of thing. I wonder, let's see. So when it comes to what you talk about, right, this is a place where libertarians can disagree. It's some libertarians believe you should be able to say anything you want to say. And that so long as you don't do anything, that basically you should be protected. That we're going to defend the undefendable here. We're going to defend the libeler. Now, I believe, differently than some libertarians believe, that talking is an action. It's a verb, like other verbs. Talking, punching, shooting. They're all verbs.
There's action and then there's aggression, right?
Right, but all I'm saying is that that your actions have consequences, and if your talking results in something negative that's untrue for somebody, that you should be responsible for the talking. That's all I would say regarding it. Now, I know that other people feel differently on the topic, and you're welcome to call in at 603-283-6160. But I felt like I really feel like libertarian thought matured before Walter Block's Defending the Undefendable. And I know it's a seminal volume in libertarianism. I just don't believe everything in it. And that it shouldn't go down. We don't have prophets in libertarianism. We have some people who can say some wise things, and they can say them eloquently, and these sorts of things, but everything those people write isn't necessarily true. I think threats are the kind of speech that you should be held responsible for. I think that lies that result in negative consequences for other people, but none for yourself, that you should be held responsible for that. And it's not always interesting enough for the media to pick up the other side of the story. If Amber Heard lied about Johnny Depp pushing her down the stairs, no, it wasn't pushing her down the stairs, anyway, but using violence against her,
well, I think
she's responsible for that.
Wouldn't that be fraud?
How so?
She defrauded the public in her op-ed.
Well, the public isn't going to be able to bring a suit.
The public might not, but a member of the public Johnny Depp might,
right,
I guess, might win.
I suppose you could say that, but that's not what I generally hear from libertarian arguments. You know, I generally hear people should be able to say what they want, so long as they didn't hurt, physically hurt somebody else. And so I don't believe that. I don't think you should be able to call somebody a pedophile and just get away with it.
What would you say to someone that argued your speech on the radio caused negative consequences to our beloved law enforcement officers who are now looked in a more negative light?
Yeah. So
and thus they're put at risk in their very dangerous job every day.
I would love an opportunity to defend the things that I say about law enforcement officers on the air. I would love it. Because, frankly, you know, then we'd find out whether or not I said something untrue. Like, for instance, when I say that the Federal Bureau of Investigations was the largest distributor of child pornography for 3 weeks in March 2015, and I know it's getting farther and farther back, but there have been other stories since then, that, you know, best I can tell, that's a true statement from the articles that I've read.
Yeah, but your words may cause negative things to happen to them. So, aren't you saying
the truth is going to cause negative things to happen?
It seemed previously you were saying that if there's negative actions, then people should be held accountable.
Well, I think that if somebody lies, there's one part of this, you know, because if somebody tells the truth about you and there's negative things that happen, that's just your comeuppance. That's just what's supposed to happen. But if somebody lies and negative things happen, then that's another thing. Now, it's also possible that you could be spreading a false narrative through no particular fault of your own, right? Like somebody wrote something on the internet and you believe something that was false. And that could be the case, right? Like I could have read an article on the internet
about the lizard people.
What's that?
About the lizard people.
About which lizard people? I don't understand.
The lizard people who are controlling everything?
Oh, like the shape-shifting lizard people that live beneath Stapleton Airport? Yeah, you know, certainly that is a narrative out there. And if you believe that actual shape-shifting lizard aliens live among us, controlling our government, I'd love to hear from you. The number, 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160 here on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number is 603-283-6160. It's 603-283-6160. Want to tell you about Truth Smacks. Have you almost given up trying to wake up your friends and family? Well, we've got something that just might help. Truth Smacks. Our friend Suzanne, a former English teacher and longtime truth seeker, recently started her own trail mix brand, making it, bagging it, sealing it herself in a commercial kitchen down in Naples, Florida. She calls it Truth Smacks because there's a heavy dose of truth on the back of every bag. The truth quotes. Variety has some famous or infamous quotes on the back, and then the Freedom Variety also has famous quotes about freedom and government tyranny. Both varieties come in two sizes, in original flavor or peppermint and used. Only available at truthsmacks.com/shop. So this is the only place you can get these. And I truly recommend them, especially the peppermint. I had the original, and the original is a really great trail mix. But I got to say, as far as the taste, the peppermint's really, really special. Also, if you hand these out to your friends and family, go check out the quotes. Just go to truthsmacks.com and take a look at the quotes that are right there so you can read them. You can see what you're giving to your friends and family so that they can, while they enjoy their delicious snack, that they can read the stuff. It's truthsmacks.com. There's no artificial crap. Only food is nature intended. Spreading truth one delicious morsel at a time. truthsmacks.com. So there's another thing in the news that I think is worth talking about, which is the Queen.
Oh, it really is tabloid night.
Yeah.
Got Amber Heard, Johnny Depp, the Queen.
Yep.
What's next? Bono?
I think it's interesting. I don't know what he does, but it's notable that she has now ruled England as monarch longer than any English monarch has ever. And I think that's worth something. And I also think, at 95 or something like that, it's probably time to set down the scepter and let young Charles, who's older than I am, step up and see how that goes.
Well, has she ruled for 70 years? That's like, that's
75.
Like saying Biden's in charge of the country.
Sure. I understand that she hasn't actually ruled. In fact, she doesn't do anything. She's a tourist attraction. And this is the reason, by the way, that I am for this particular monarchy. Because they don't do anything other than create press. And people go and spend a whole bunch of money for London. London should be, I mean, the British government should be paying their way because they are the main reason, you know, they're Stonehenge and the and nearly as old Queen Elizabeth. And people want to go and see. They want to see the guy with the guys with the fuzzy hats, you know, walking around and goose-stepping, and they want to see, you know, where does the queen live? And this is, you know, notable to, and they want to go eat a kidney pie, perhaps. And if it wasn't for those things, then that place wouldn't be that interesting. I mean, why would you go to London if it wasn't for that? Why would you go to New York City if it wasn't for the Statue of Liberty and the Empire State Building? Yeah, it's not as just not as interesting without those things. So I say, as long as they continue to not harm anyone with their little parades and that sort of thing, well, let them do it.
Could their existence be harmful? The idea of a monarchy that...
Let's look at that for a second, shall we? Let's look at, let's see if, let's take the closest thing we have to a scientific situation. One where a government stages the first successful rebellion against the British crown directly next door to a government that didn't. And let's look at the results between...
I think I know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about Canada and the United States, for those of you who haven't figured it out yet. On one hand, you have the United States, you know, land of the free and home of the brave. And then you have the evil red horde north of the 47th parallel, or whatever it is, right? But, in fact, the Cato Institute, the Heritage Foundation, and a variety of other places that I wouldn't call liberal cesspools have in fact said that Canada, with all its socialized medicine, is still freer than the United States, at least in recent past. So, apparently, 250 years out, less than 250 years out, the experiment shows that, no, in fact, holding a revolution against a monarchy, having a republic, does not result in more freedom. Sorry, everybody whose relatives, including me, fought and died, bled on foreign soil for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It didn't work. I mean, this is a guy, by the way, I'm as patriotic as they came at one point, and I'm still like an American cultural chauvinist. I, you know, I prefer American culture over others, but... frankly, I think
you
we've
lost...
You prefer
Miley to Justin Bieber?
Justin Bieber, Canadian?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I don't know, really know much about them. I did see that Wrecking Ball video, and I thought that, you know, this is a great song. But I don't know much else. I don't know that I've ever sat through an entire Justin Bieber video.
So how can you champion American culture without knowing its champions?
I'm just from it, and that's what I'm used to, and that's what I like. So I'm not saying that it somehow beats everything. I don't know what, you know, what's the difference between this and K-pop? I don't know. But I will say that, yeah, you know, this is what I prefer. But honestly, I think that the America in its final season has jumped the shark. Now, I will, I can argue in the other direction, which is that the other influential cultures, you can tell by the fact that they have currency out there that is worth something. The ruble, the euro, the pound sterling.
Swiss franc.
The yuan. I don't think the Swiss franc counts for much.
Swiss franc's a major currency pair.
Yeah, well, I don't think that it counts for much first. I don't think the Swiss have much of a culture to talk about. They're four cultures wrapped up into one.
They got nice chocolate.
They do, and they make watches, I hear. And, you know, maybe those cough drops. Ricola. But, you know, I mean, you know, none of those cultures are going to beat out the United States anytime in the near future. But I think that it's, the United States is a corrupt piece of fruit. It's rotting from the inside, and it's just, you know, not where
I think. What is U.S. culture? It seems to me that U.S. culture always wins and always loses. It wins because it co-opts the other cultures, but it also loses because it's changed by them.
Well, if you talk about, say, the Roman Empire and why it continued to expand and won wars and these sorts of things, it's because when they ran up on an enemy that had a battle tactic that worked, they used it. They, they adapted and moved forward. And that's, you know, when you're king of the hill, you can adopt some portion of some other culture and then trot it out as your own, and you're in good shape. But honestly, if there's such thing as a good culture, right, and one would propose there is, if there's a good thing about a culture, then there's a culture that has more good things than bad things, and that would be a good culture. And if, therefore, there would be cultures that would have bad things, right? So if we can agree that dressing your wife up in a potato sack and making her wander around
a beekeeper suit
and not being seen by people because you don't want her stolen away from you because you're a terrible human being, if we can say that that's a bad thing, then how is it that it gets turned around in, like, French culture? They don't let ladies in hijabs go to the beach. Well, maybe they're defecting, protecting women's rights. I don't know. But as far as I'm concerned, I like certain things about American culture. I like that women are able to own property and inherit property.
Do you like that they're able to vote, too?
Now you got me, right?
Got team.
Yeah. I got to say that I don't think that voting's that great, and that making it so that women could vote, you just doubled the voting pool, that most husbands and wives vote the same way. So you either have a situation where you've halved the value of a family's vote, or if the family's vote is the same value, or the family X's itself out. So if a husband and wife vote against each other, then they shouldn't have gone to the going to the polls. If a husband and wife vote the same, then they only have the same amount of voting power that a husband had prior to women voting. And so now we're only talking about the voting rights of single women and single men.
Yeah, I think deciding the most important decisions in society with a popularity contest was never a good idea.
Yeah, I don't think it was. And I don't think the founders ever intended that. They talked a lot about mob rule and these sorts of things in order to prevent, what we have, I think. 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160, here on Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.